Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. It's time.
Greetings and welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex, the only show where two Total Dudes host Okay, let me start over. I might have gotten into the fireball tonight, brothers. Greetings and welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex, the only show where two Total Dudes review one Total Divas show and delight the entire world. I am one half of those aforementioned dudes. I am the top hunk of pop punk, the brains behind America's favorite wrestling-themed Ramones core pop punk band, the Razor Ramones. I am Rex Razor Sharp. And joining me, as always, on this arduous journey of a nightmare, is the host of Turnbuckle Turmoil, the host of the Sign of the Times, the host of Sign Guys Wrestling Show. He is the baby new year to my father time. So let those old acquaintances be forgot and never bring those geeks to mind again. And welcome to the show, the genius known only as Sign Guy. Sign Guy, how you doing, brother?
Doing all right.
Good. What's the scuttlebutt these days? You didn't do your homework is what I hear the scuttlebutt is.
That's the butt of the scuttle that's going around. But I did enjoy quite a bit of this Tazo Zen tea.
And from where did that come?
Well, it came from the Call City Sharp in a package, and I was like, could be a suspicious-looking package, so very carefully I opened it, and then I removed the contents without looking because I needed the box, and then on Christmas morn, I looked, and there was some tea.
And what else was there?
Some more tea.
And what else was there?
And then a container of oatmeal with blueberries. And an autographed picture of the Ascension.
Whoa! You got that framed up on the wall yet?
Not framed as of yet, but Lake City picture framing is not far away.
Well, it deserves it. If anything's ever deserved it in the history of our world, it's definitely a picture autographed by the Ascension. The reason goes something like that, right?
Somewhere in there. No one really knows because people just don't pay attention to them.
No, because why would you?
Well, I guess if you're a big fan of the Swerved, you'd pay attention because they were in a couple of the episodes, or, you know, if they're your favorite tag team for some reason because everybody's got fan apparently, so someone out there might have them as their favorite tag team.
Can you name anyone that would?
Lamar.
That's very probable that Alomar's favorite tag team is the Ascension.
Can we get this confirmed? Can you call him and ask?
No. He's a Mexican, though, so his favorite team's probably the New Day, just like everyone's is. Not mine, but everyone else.
Seems a little racist to me. Have you been hanging out with Beast this week?
What's racist about a Mexican liking the New Day? Can you tell me?
Well, because, you know, you had to label him first. You didn't just say, well, he's a person. His favorite team's the New Day.
That's not racist to admit what a human is.
Yeah.
Look, what is racist to say Alomar is a Mexican? He self-identifies as a Mexican. How is that racist? It would be racist if I didn't acknowledge it.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
We'll have to get this confirmed by Beast.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I don't think Beast should really be our authority on him.
I think he should.
You think he should? Oh, no. We're in a world of hurt.
Remember when Roddy Piper was in a world of hurt, too?
I never saw it.
That's too bad. He used to tell the kids, hit me, hit me, and they'd be forearming him. And he had a broken neck at the time, and they'd just be forearming him. He'd be like, harder, harder. And they didn't want to hit him any harder than that. But he'd just scream at him, hit me, hit me. So they were just hitting this, like, 55-year-old man as hard as they could with forearms while he had a broken neck.
That was also his WCW run, I believe.
Oh, no, he was in World of Hurt 2.
Huh. Was it?
Yeah. It was basically Tough Enough, only using independent kids that they transported to Canada.
And Emma was on there.
Emma?
She was on season one.
Was she? I think she was already signed by the time they did.
No, she was on season one. It was the
positive?
Lance Storm season.
All right.
Also
back
on
when
it.
She was Neil Taylor?
Yes.
All
hey,
right.
Do you see my Skype gimmick on there?
I do. Should I hit that?
Yep, let's see what happens.
Can you hear me?
I can double hear you.
Okay, what about now?
I can, like, hear you in a half now.
You can hear me in a half?
Well, now I just hear you once.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. So this is working for the moment, eh?
Well, for the time being.
All right. Well, I'll keep an eye on my internet and hope it doesn't die as it has in the past. We're living in the future now, brother. The future.
Well, isn't that something that could be true, like, every second of the day? Because you're constantly going right into the future.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the scuttlebutt up there in the PNW these days?
Well, Paul Moonshine is going to be on the show this week, and he's got a bunch of scuttlebutt to report on because his boy LB Moonshine appeared to have won the NWA Blue Collar Wrestling Heavyweight Championship.
Mm-hmm.
But then I said, why is Tommy Celsius' hair suddenly gray? And why does he appear to be shaking? And I looked over. LB Moonshine had a bag of cocaine in his pocket. Clearly, he threw a bag of cocaine in Tommy Celsius' face as revenge for the time that Tommy Celsius threw a bag of cocaine into Paul's face. That's against the rules and the wellness policy.
But does Paul Moonshine like cocaine? Maybe it was a goodwill gesture.
I don't think he did because he cut a 15-minute promo swearing revenge.
Hmm. I'm not going to say you should throw cocaine in my face, but it might have happened to me once before as well at a show. A scandalous ne'er-do-well ran on stage while I was performing and blinded me with this cocaine as I was in the midst of performing. Fortunately, I was able to dispose of it all, but my eyes, they were ruined, you know?
Is that why you've nearly gone blind?
No, I've nearly gone blind from anger management issues and being a type A personality. Yeah, my right eye has really poor vision. I have a restriction on my driver's license, and not for my throwing beer cans out the window, but for my right eye's problems. I have to have side mirrors.
I see. Yeah, I think the cocaine probably didn't do any help to that eye.
I don't think so. You know, it's no good. It's no good for you. So kids, leave that cocaine alone, as Johnny Cash did a cover of a song and told you.
Especially if you're in a heavyweight title match.
Especially. What else is going on?
Well, there's a special guest on tonight.
And do you want to introduce this special guest?
Sure. It's my wife. My wife, Mrs. Seingai.
Hi.
There she is. How are you doing this evening, brother wifer?
I'm good. Ready for the new year. How's everybody else doing?
Well, let's ask that question to the sign guy first. Your wife, she wants to know how you're doing.
All right.
Can you see her from where you're sitting?
No. Can you?
Actually, no. Well, okay. Yeah, I'm doing quite well this evening. We went and saw the Star Wars movie.
Which one? There's been seven.
The one that's currently in theaters. Here's my question. So which one's Darth Vader?
He's the one that was in the mask that had melted slightly.
And Luke's his father, right?
No. Luke would be the son.
So then how is Luke also Anakin's father then? Is this like a I'm my own grandpa sort of scenario where Luke is his own grandfather?
No, because Anakin was the previous identity of Darth Vader. Anakin had fathered Luke.
No,
and so when
no,
Anakin's
no.
wife had Luke, then he became Darth Vader after he had body parts chopped off of him and was burned by lava. So
listen.
It was the same person.
Listen to me.
Father,
no.
The same Luke Skywalker.
I saw these movies. Anakin is a little child, and Darth Vader is a grown robot man. So don't you dare try to tell me they're the same person. One's a little baby kid running around with that old wada bada guy, and then the other is a grown man running around with Emperor Palpatine, who's the coolest dude of all of them. He's got the laser beams. He's like, you know. So they're not the same person. One's a little baby.
You may have missed a couple of episodes because they progressed, Anakin.
What?
Time progressed, and he grew older each episode.
Okay.
Until he was nearly killed by lava, and then they had to throw him in the special suit so he could have machines breathe for him.
And what did he say when that happened?
He said, no.
Okay, I've seen episode one, and I've seen the indoor movie that was on TV about the Ewoks, and that's it.
You didn't even see the Christmas special, which was the introduction to Boba Fett?
No. However, I did listen to the song recently from the Christmas album, Sleigh Ride, where I think it's C-3PO teaches R2-D2 about the English language to the tune of Sleigh Ride.
Well, that makes sense.
It's very catchy. Now, Mrs. Sangai, have you heard this song?
I haven't, but it sounds interesting.
Well, just imagine, first off, you've got C-3PO going, just those sleigh bells wriggling, ding, 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 you know. But then it's
and
like...
that proper little accent he has, yes.
It's a nightmare. It's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. Oh, no. So, Mrs. Sangai, do you like the Star Treks, Star Warsers?
I've watched all the movies, so yeah, I guess you could say that. I'm not like the rabid fans that were heading into our neighbor's house a few months ago all dressed up as Jedis, but yeah.
Did you know that when episode one was coming out, I was in college, and I said to myself, I hate going to college. I want to skip class for some reason where no one will be mad at me. And it just happened to line up with where the geeks here in town were lining up to get their tickets, you know, for the episode one. So I go, I hang, like, these geeks. I'm like, hey, geeks, what's up? They're like, oh, we're just waiting for our Star Wars tickets. I'm like, hey, me too. So we just skip college class, wait in line. And then we get up there to the window. Everyone's buying, like, the midnight showing tickets or whatever. And they're like, you want the midnight showing? I'm like, ah, I'll just take, like, two the next day, whatever. I just waited in line so I could skip college. And, sign guy, here's another fun fact about the time I skipped college. I skipped college to drive to the Toys R Us in Greenwood to purchase WCW NWO Revenge for the Nintendo 64.
Did they have anyone there doing a meet and greet when they released the game there in Greenwood?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Well, that's a shame. I once randomly met Bobby Heenan at a meet and greet in Greenwood. He was at a Target in some mall just sitting there bored.
That Target, no longer there.
I understand.
Yeah, I think that Target is now a Pottery Barn. No? It might be a health food store now, actually. I don't know. Greenwood, it changes all the time.
Well, that makes sense.
Sign guy, what's your favorite Star Wars character besides Emperor Palpatine? Since we all know everyone's favorite is Emperor Palpatine.
We discussed this on a previous episode. Are you telling me you completely forgot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Disappointed in you for not recalling my favorite character was Boba Fett.
Oh, I remember. And then I said my favorite was that little guy that laughed.
Yes, that had no official name unless you went by the toys.
Salacious Crumb.
Yes. He was never named in the movies. You had to buy the toy to learn what his name was, and you said that was close enough for you. Because apparently you owned the toy at one point.
Nope, never owned it. Well, that's not true. When the episode one came out, all those Star Wars toys were out and about the first time around, and I bought a ton of those, and then I traded them for Hasbro WWF toys. I was in college. I was in college. That's what you do. So, what do we want to do, you guys? Do we want to do this show? Or we want to talk about other things we like better than this show? Because this show was bad.
Well, I think we have to struggle through, or otherwise Zane Paisley would be horribly upset and hurt.
Yeah.
He's already upset and hurt because of your wife
my
giving
wife.
Him a voodoo-cursed muffin recipe that killed two people.
It killed Lemmy, and it killed Meadowlark and Lynn Mutton. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, why don't you let your wife say those famous words if she wants.
I don't want to mess them up.
just say, "Sorry, guy, hit the music."
I don't think he's saying it.
Oh no! Oh,
hit the music.
Ah, yes. We take a scene from the episode of Total Divas we watch. We transcribe, well, Sign Guy transcribes said scene, and we recreate it for you, the listener, at no additional charge. Tonight's scene will feature Sign Guy as Miss Fandango herself, Summer Rae. It'll feature Mrs. Sign Guy as All Red Everything, Eva Marie. And I shall be Sarah. And... scene.
Oh, hi.
Hey, what? You have a hi?
Hi.
Did I miss something?
Apparently.
Oh, no, it says I say, "Hey, Summer, how are you?" first. Oh, it says
that
I say,
looks slightly above that.
Hey. I don't know, whatever, just go on with it. Okay, go on. How are you?
Good. What's going on with Cabo?
Oh, yeah, we're all going.
Are you going? I asked Natty. She told me about it, and she said she didn't know if you were going or not.
No, I'm going. I think you're the only one not going.
I just thought that we were turning a new leaf and a new page, but I'll talk to her about that.
I think all the girls kind of, you burned your bridges by talking about everyone, so I don't know, but I think about that. I'll have fun in Cabo for you.
Okay, I'm sure you will. Huh. Are you going to go?
And... Sign Guy, what was this?
This was a scene where Summer was confronting Eva Marie because she thought that she'd gotten back into the good graces of everyone and they were going to give her a free trip to Cabo, Mexico for Bree's bachelorette party. Eva Marie was just sitting there talking to Sarah, the production assistant, and Summer Rae just jumped right in there to find out what was going on with this trip, and Eva Marie just was like, "Oh, well, everyone's going except for Trinity, who I will ignore exists for right now, plus all the other broads on the roster that are not on the Total Divas show." And that's what happened. And then Sarah found it hugely humorous. She laughed and laughed and laughed at poor Summer Rae. But then she was also making uncomfortable faces.
and she was just asked, hey, are you going? And then she just started laughing.
I think she did go, and she was just off camera doing production assistant stuff. They're like, yeah, we're going to need this. And she's like, okay, I'll go get that. And they were like, hey, we're going to need this. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll go get that. So she got a free trip, but she had to work for the bulk of the trip until they all passed out from alcohol poisoning, and then she got to do what she wanted.
Now, I said to you and to your wife that I was going to try to refrain from cursing this week out of respect for Mrs. Sign Guy. But then I watched this fucking show. Oh my God. You
it
guys.
It was pretty bad.
You guys. Now, I told Sign Guy earlier that this was going to be a historic week for Total Dudes. Did I not, Sign Guy?
That is confirmed.
And every week we do our bottom three and our top three. That's been our format, correct?
Yes.
Well, guess what, brother? This week I didn't like a single goddamn person on this show. Instead, you get a bottom three and then a bonus bottom three because everyone on this show was the worst. What do you think about this?
Okay.
Now, by the end of the show, is everyone on it going to be your favorite character of all time ever in your life?
No, that is assuredly not. But let me just start us off. Let me just start us off with my top thing that filled me with the absolute utmost rage of anything I've ever seen all time, all my life. The scene where I finally said, all right, I'm done trying to think back who might be top three because everyone on the show needs to just die 1,000 deaths. This was the scene where everyone talks about how much they like Brie Bella. Oh. This was a scene that Nikki Bella prompted. She wanted people to fill her sister up with all these happy things on their last night in Cabo. And so it's these people saying all these things about Brie Bella that just, they burn me. It's like if you were to take cigarettes and burn my wrist and burn my arms, it would be less painful than the burns that came from these people saying nice things about Brie Bella that are completely undeserved. And the rage that it filled me with, it's like what He-Man had, except for like he had, by the power of Castle Grayskull, I just say, by the fury of 1,000 fucking horrible fires set ablaze by that goddamn scene from Total Divas where everyone praises Brie Bella, I have the power! That's what would give life to my superhero. So I didn't like that scene very much. Any thoughts on it, Mrs. Sign Guy?
Yeah, I kind of thought it was kind of fakey myself.
Oh, you think a scene where people have to say nice things about Brie Bella is fake? Yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sign Guy, anything from you?
I was afraid for your eyes at that point because I thought you were going to just start jabbing a fireplace poker into your eyes at that point.
It would have been preferable. Why would they do that to me? They know how I feel about her.
Now, this was not the only scene where they talked about how great Brie Bella was. There were like multiple scenes when they talked about how caring and
yes,
how great she was.
Oh, and she talked about it often herself as well. My favorite part. Let me dive into Brie while we're right here. So this person. I'm trying to refrain from the language I want to use because I'm a gentleman.
Is it Egyptian? Because almost nobody uses that.
Nastatu. Yeah, no. It's not. It's not Imhotep. I'm not trying to talk in the slang of King Tut. This person, Bree Bella, was more upset that her night of getting blackout drunk and forgetting that she is at her bachelorette party and forgetting that she's engaged to who at the time was one of the top faces of the WWE, and she's one of the top faces of the female side of the roster, just forgetting all that, getting blackout drunk, and she was so pissed off that got ruined. More than she was upset that Eva Marie, you know, needed to be in a safe place, removed from the vice that threatened to ruin everything about her being, Brie Bella was more mad that she couldn't go chug down a gallon more margaritas and instead had to worry about poor little Eva Marie. And that just makes me furious. Of course, I've been that way, too. Man. And where she really, where Brie herself really just needled me in that way that makes me just want to, like you said, stick hot fire pokers in my eyes, it was when Eva Marie was referencing her own struggles with alcoholism, the problem she's had, how she can't even take a drink for fear she'll wind up, you know, in Brie mode. And then Brie's like, oh man, people used to think I had a problem too, but it's just that, you know, I was very unhappy with my life, and that's why I drank to excess. So why is she still goddamn doing it all the time? Everything we see is her drinking constant. Come on. Okay, Sanya. Take it away on her right there.
Well, how many beverages have you consumed this evening?
One, two, three, four-ish. Working
on my... Hold on, I'm getting a call. Hello? Hi, Pot. Yes, Kettle is here. Oh, he's black. Okay, I'll let him know. Thank you.
But that's not the issue. I'm not ever going to complain about my problems while I'm still getting blitzed to someone who is in the midst of struggling with personal demons. That, you know, that's like going up to someone who's currently struggling with cancer and being like, yeah, I had a pimple once. I had one earlier today, so I understand.
All right. But yeah, I mean, they shouldn't have had Eva Marie there, but granted, Brie should have done something to get her out of the situation so she's not tempted, but Eva Marie shouldn't have gone down there because she knew what was going to go down because they flat out told her to her face the sole purpose for all but Natty to go down there. But she still chose to go down there. And she could have told Brie, it does make me uncomfortable when you're all drinking in front of me. But she said, no, it's fine. Go ahead. And that's all Brie's going to need because if you even half-heartedly say, go ahead and drink until you're blacked out and throwing up on your sister's cleavage, she's going to do it. There's no stopping it if you even pretend that it's all right with you.
So, it sounds like you want to get to Eva Marie, so why don't you go ahead and do that?
You want me to skip to my number three?
Oh, you know, she's only your number three?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, all right. Let's go to Mrs. Sanga then. Mrs. Sanga, who did you hate?
My number three was actually Natty for being so whiny and complaining at the beginning of the party.
Yeah.
They weren't doing anything she wanted to do.
Yeah, she had the great line about how she wanted to go build sandcastles at this bachelorette party because she hadn't built one since she was seven. Hey, sign guy, perhaps do you have any thoughts on Natty?
I do. She didn't even make my top three, but she was hard.
Whoa, she was my number one, actually.
Wow. Well.
Wow.
And which one? Because you had two number ones.
they're all number ones tonight, really,
wow.
in a way. But she was the one. Okay, that scene of Brie Bella being praised was my number one thing, kinda. And then Natty was like my number one person. I don't know. Well, and then hey, let me toss in a couple more Natty bits real quick. So we referenced the sandcastles, but she also wanted to go ziplining, and she wanted to go swim with the dolphins. After she hears that these women want to basically drink the entire time as their only means of sustenance, they just want to chug those booze shots down, just probably grab a slab of meat for it. And my favorite part of Natty, though, is how conflicted she is. She wants to be the old motherly figure who encourages swimming with dolphins, who encourages playing sorry that she brought with her to effing Mexico. And then the next, like before that, we see her, she's grabbing some road sodas with the bros, just chugging booze, walking around, riding in cars. What was that, sign guy?
Well, you know how Natty is. She wants to be, like, made to feel like she's one of the divas. But at the same time, they made it clear to her, you're just a babysitter. That's your only purpose here. You're a babysitter, and we'll throw you a title match on a throwaway pay-per-view if we have 4 extra minutes to kill. She's happy with that. But, yeah, she's like, a bachelorette party in Mexico. We should play board games. She's like, let's build sandcastle. I haven't done that since I was 7. That's what you do with these things, don't you? And they're like, no, you just drink until you have to be rushed to the emergency room and have your stomach pumped and you take years off of your liver. And she's like, oh. So are we going to tell ghost stories and roast marshmallows? And they're like, no. And she's like, well, I brought sorry. It's in my bag right now. Are you going to change your mind? And they're like, no.
Now,
and my best part about Natty.
Oh, I bet you're going to nail it here. I think you might.
Like, Nikki tells her this long, dormant secret that she's carried for 10 years. And then immediately she's telling everyone, oh yeah, Natty's going to tell everyone because she'll never shut up. She'll just walk around telling everyone. But yet she told her just for no reason. She hadn't told any of her family outside of her sister, but she told it to Natty, whom she knew would not keep it a secret and would run around the entire locker room making sure everyone knew this.
My favorite part of Natty, that was up there. But my favorite part was, again, where Eva Marie is expressing her horrid struggles with alcoholism, the demons that are there, a part of her. First off, we have Brie saying she understands. But then we get Natty, who also says, oh, I know what you're going through, Eva, not because I've experienced myself and struggled hardly firsthand and understand that battle that's fighting inside of you at all times, but because my dad.
And then she turned it around and she made it a boot, Natty, and they're all crying, oh, poor Natty, her dad and his evil substance ways, and they're like, we hope that you don't take it personally, Natty, and it's all about Natty.
Yeah.
He didn't care if they drank or not, because she was drinking 4, 5, 6 margaritas every day, but it was all about Natty and her struggles, even though Eva Marie was like, but I'm the recovering alcoholic who'd fallen off the wagon just months earlier,
and
but it wasn't about her anymore.
It's like they're concerned for Natty about her dad. It's like, that fucking guy's been doing that shit for 30 years at least. He's going to live for an eternity. Why would you worry about a 30-year-long drug and alcohol addict? He's doing pretty well for his life if he's managed to make it 30 years with those struggles. Why don't you worry about the young lady sitting right there next to you who's currently in those struggles that you could help and assist? God damn it. Mrs. Sign Guy, did you, anything you wanted to expound on while we're here?
Me?
Yes, you. Anything? Any thoughts running through your brain?
Yeah, I kind of agree. Yeah, Natty's always been a horrible human being, so, and always turning things around to make them about her, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I loved her. This is my third drink today, you guys. I can't have another one. It's not even 3 o'clock in the afternoon yet. Oh, my God. If I'm on vacation and I've only had 3 drinks by 3 o'clock, I've done something wrong. Primo!
The entire weekend, Primo. That's our goal.
Mrs. Sign Guy, who else is on your list this evening?
Well, my number 2 was actually Nikki for being so flip when she left after confessing to her family about the marriage. She's just like, oh, sorry for lying, and then leaves. So,
yeah, I mean, Nikki, she's on my bonus bottom 3, but I felt bad about it, and I was conflicted, and I'll tell you why. Because first off, I thought her trying to peer pressure Eva Marie into drinking was the most, like, high school ridiculous thing in the world. Like, where's your drink at, Eva? Let's get another margarita over here for Eva. And I thought that was kind of funny, which was probably wrong of me. And I felt bad, so bad for her at the end of the show, when her whole family just kind of just lets her go because they're a family of narcissists. And Nikki Bella, the one everyone would assume is the narcissist. She looks like what we would define as a narcissist, but I say she's not. She has done her plastic surgeries and the things she's done to try to make herself better so they will accept her and bring her in and make her feel what she's always wanted to feel. But instead, they just make fun of her for that, and they make fun of her for this. And then you see as she just walks out that door, this look in her eyes of just complete sadness when she looks back to see if anyone's following her out, and no one is. And it was heartbreaking.
Yeah, that is pretty sad when your family won't even be there for you. It just felt like none of them were going to be there for her at all.
No, they won't either. Sign Guy, your thoughts on this Nikki Bella?
Nikki was my number 2. She was just like constantly just making sure all of them didn't draw a sober breath. That was her whole goal. She's like, well, I don't have to worry about John being here and scolding me, so we'll just be blackout wasted the entire trip. And if any of you try to not be completely smashed, I will shame you into not doing that. And she just kept harping and harping. And she's like, oh, here's a secret I've never told anyone for the past 10 years. But since there's a camera right next to me, I'll tell you, Natty, who can't shut up to anyone about anything. Hopefully that John won't watch this show ever. And hopefully the million people that watch this show won't tweet at him or send him a letter explaining
hey,
what I say here.
Pause. I wish we could do this contest, because I think this... Do you think John Cena has ever watched this goddamn show?
Yes, because I think Nikki makes him sit there and watch
really?
It. Like, oh, here's the part where I'm going to wear this outfit. Don't you like that outfit? And he's sitting there, he's like, oh, yeah, it's a great outfit. Is he's like, on his phone, texting Mark Carano.
Can we
get them out of the contract?
That's a good point. He's... doing
that's probably
stuff,
true,
though.
Yeah.
Has he ever actually watched it? Because he would probably miss it. Do you think he? I don't think he even watches himself. Because I think I think he's a great fella, and that's why I think he's drawn to Nikki Bella, who's also I think, seemingly a really good person underneath who's just been trying to please that horrible, horrible, horrible sister of hers, someone who she can never please, and it leaves that hole in her heart that she just doesn't understand, like, why won't Bree ever accept me? And it's sad. It makes me want to cry.
Are you going to cry?
No. Because it's Nikki Bella. No one cares. What else did you have to say about Nikki? I cut in there, but I thought it was important. It was a possible contest.
Well, when she calls everyone to the house, Lauren's trying to give her a tour of their new house that she's never been to. Kathy Colas is all excited to see it. And then Nikki, like, just cuts her off, like, oh, a dog, and just starts talking to the dog right in the middle of Lauren's sentence, telling her, you know, which room is which and how the house is laid out. She didn't care a bit. She's like, well, no one wants to hear you and about your house when we're here to see your house. I have a story to tell in a minute. And she's just talking to the dog, just cut her off like she didn't even exist.
This is very true. What do you think? Do you think John Cena has ever watched this show?
I have to agree with Sign Guy. He probably has sat down because Nikki's made him. But paying attention, no.
Do you think Vince McMahon has ever watched the show? This is one we've just... Oh, that's something we didn't ask you, Sign Guy, the question.
She waited an entire episode for you to ask the question once, and you never did. She gave up.
I forgot about the question. I thought she'd been a guest before, and then I realized she'd only been like a half-time guest kind of thing.
And she waited for an entire hour. No question came.
So, Mrs. Sign Guy, who do you think this show is? For whom do you think this show is made?
I kind of think that who was it that said about the 13-year-old kid?
The 13-year-old morbidly obese boy who'd been out back staring at a dead dog for half hour. Yeah, that was my buddy Cody, who was he was here last week when I was recording.
So it's a tie between that and all the people, I guess. I don't visit their Facebook, but I guess their Facebook is full of, like, 30 and 40-something women who are, like, wanting to be them or something. I don't know.
But here's another interesting factoid about this business, you know. The average Raw viewer, I think I saw just today, is over 50.
Really? That is an interesting one.
Yeah. And I think that, Sign Guy, doesn't that pretty much fall in line for, like, TNA and pretty much any wrestling show? Usually they're up in the 40s and 50s.
I never took a survey on that.
That proved a point. So, but you pretty much fall in line where you think they're trying to toe the line for fellas and they're trying to toe the line for ladies, and this is what... Makes sense. All right. Was there anyone else that you hated this evening, Mrs. Sign Guy?
JJ, for flipping out. Oh. Absolutely flipping out with Nikki.
Now, I don't necessarily...
She's the worst in John, she's the worst in her, and totally kind of loses it? Is that what it was?
I get it to a certain extent because he did not know his sister had gotten married years before. That's insane, first off. And then he always, like, buddies around like he's one of the boys. So he also is like, oh man, how could you do that to John Cena? So he's like double pissed. He's pissed at her for not telling him, but he's also pissed because he wants to be one of the boys, and he thinks that John's going to be really pissed when John Cena isn't, because John Cena's never been mad once in his life because he's a robot. So I kind of get it, but I love JJ. I think he's the most ultimate heel in wrestling that we'll never get. sign guy?
Yeah, JJ was pretty horrible. Now, he wasn't mad that his sister had a previous marriage he didn't know about that amounted to basically nothing because they went their separate ways right after the ceremony. He was upset because he was like, I was trying to marry my sister all that time. She's already married. What does that say about me? That's why he flipped out.
That's exactly what my wife, she said that exact thing. Yeah, that she's like, you know, I think JJ's just pissed off because he can't marry Bree.
Nikki.
No, but he wants to marry Bree. Nikki's just there. Bree's the one.
He would have settled for either one of them.
No, he wouldn't. It's always been Bree. If you watch the show, it's always Bree. Because Bree is the fucking centerpiece of that family. And they all fall in line around Bree. And old JJ, he was like, oh, yeah, Bree, when he was, you know, doing his private time. Oh, Bree. And then he'd see, oh, Nikki, you're so fat. Oh, Nikki, you're so gross, because that's what Bree would say. Come on, sign guy.
Now, he wouldn't have gotten that upset that she was married if it was just he wanted to marry Bree, because that wouldn't have affected anything. He was upset because the entire time she was saying, no, I won't marry you because you're my own brother, it was partly because she was already married.
Can we have a contest this coming week? Do we think that J.J. Bella, J.J. Garcia, would marry Nikki Bella? And marry, not like marry, quote-unquote, in the butt or anything, but like marry. Like, do we think that's going to be our contest this week? It's going to be a listener poll. We'll select a winner who has the best answer. But because... Have you seen J.J. Bella's wife?
Yes. So I just said she was standing right there explaining the layout of the house when Nikki blew her off to talk to the dog.
And who does she look exactly like?
Like, she looks like if Kathy Cole has had a third daughter.
J.J. found her. J.J. brother. JJ's my dude, though. He's so great. Sign guy, who else did you hate?
Well, my number one, since you glanced over it multiple times,
yes.
Once again, this Trinity.
Really?
Not even remotely close. It's Trinity.
Wow.
And it's for the exact same reason as last week, because she did the exact same thing because they replayed it.
It was the exact same thing. Now, one of my bonus bottoms, because Trinity, we've covered, essentially. It's the same thing. She's doing her eye business.
My eye business, because she's copying what happened to me.
This is true. Then she is copying what happened to you. And it's not fair that they would rip off your storyline. But for
twice.
Me, the word... Twice. For me, the worst one was John Uso, and I'm going to tell you why. It's for one brief moment where they're back at the house. Trinity, she's laying on the floor going, ugh. And John says, ice does a lot of things, Trin. And so we're like, oh. He's going to give us a list of a lot of things that ICE does. This is going to be delightful. Let me get out my pen and paper. I've been meaning to keep track of a list of a lot of things that ICE can do. Thank you, John Uso. Makes you drink cold and brings the swelling down. That's not a lot of things, John Uso. That's two things. That's two. That's upsetting. Upsetting, man. Were you upset by this, Mrs. Sign Guy?
No, not really. I was. I had a top three, and he actually made it for trying to convince Trinity not to go back too soon.
Would you say he was the oral representation of intelligent ideas.
Something like that, yeah.
Excellent. But, Flying Guy, was there anything else you wanted to say about Trinity? I didn't want to cut in too much. I know there wasn't a lot to say, really, though. She was barely in it.
It was just, I felt bad for her, really, because Eva Marie just acted like she didn't even exist. She's like, oh, we're all going to Cabo. And clearly, Trinity didn't go. They knew in advance Trinity wasn't going. She's like, oh, yeah, everybody's going. What about Trinity? Who? Never heard of her. But there she was mocking my eye.
See, that's what this show was. It would be people being completely horrible, impossible alike, and then they would do, like, kind of a likable thing. And that's why I had to dislike six people. Couldn't like anybody. Let me get us to our last most hated person. We got to get into her, Eva Marie. So apparently Eva Marie had her first realization, of what a bachelorette party is on their bus ride from the airplane to their hotel in Cabo. Once they're all grabbing their road sodas, they're going out, they're heading, she's like, bachelorette party is a place where a bunch of horrible, loud women get together, drink to excess, and do gross things? Oh, what have you gotten yourself into here, Eva Marie? You're in one pickle. There's going to be alcohol around? But I have an alcohol problem? Why do they have to drink? What about me? What about Eva? And then she seemingly gets upset at everyone drinking and partying at a party. What a clown. And then she says, the best situation for me is to not be around alcohol at all. So maybe don't go on a goddamn bachelorette party in Cabo with the most hideous group of alcoholics, including the bachelorette herself, who's known for the refrain of Brie mode, which states the type of hideous blackout crazed drunk she gets. Perhaps, Eva Marie, maybe don't do that. Oh, alcohol, I just can't be around. Oh, well, then maybe we should go to the bachelorette party of Brie mode. Do it, sign guy.
Brie mode.
Damn it. Eva Marie made me so mad. And I feel bad because I understand she has a problem. She needs to try to handle it. That's something you respect. That's something that I've had lots of friends who are currently, struggling. And you are respectful of them. You help them. You encourage them. But God damn it. I wouldn't, if one of my dumbass friends came along on my bachelor party and they were like, oh man, I didn't realize you guys were going to get drunk and be lunatics. Like, have you met us? So, yeah, Eva Marie just, ugh. Mrs. Lang, got thoughts on Eva Marie that you haven't stated yet?
Well, I think, do you think that if she had been honest about her struggles when the bachelorette party was being planned, you wouldn't think the rest of the girls would say, you can come anyway.
Yes, I do. Because you saw how cool they were once they knew what her deal was. They were cool. That's what friends are. Friends are cool when they know. They try to help. They try to be encouraging. But they still want to have their fun.
Right.
But they're also going to try to include you in ways. I have friends that have gone through, like, hideous addictions and stuff, and sometimes they might come around when I'm out, we're out drinking or something, and I try to cool it, tail it back, talk to them, engage them, because I've been there myself where I've stopped drinking for a week or two.
Is that because you were in Congress?
I was in Congress, yes. But I think they would have been very cool with her like they were, because that's what you do with people that you care about. People you don't care that much about, because you want people, for the most part, just to live a good life, man. all we want for everybody, really.
Yeah.
Except Brie Bella. I want her to fucking live the worst life. I want her to suffer. Fine guy, your thoughts on Eva Marie. Let's keep going.
She was number 3 on my list. Now, the main thing I didn't like, as we learned in Total Dialogue, when she was talking to this production assistant about not being on Raw that week, Summer comes over to see if she was going to go on this Cabo trip or if they were sticking together despite previous attempts at Summer of burying Eva Marie to everyone. She's like, well, we must have moved past that already. But nope, Eva Marie's like, no, I'm going, and let me like rub it in your face and explain that everyone hates you and no one likes you. And then she goes to the wherever it was they were when Natty thought that they were going to Cabo to play board games and build sandcastles, and that was the end of it. And Eva Marie standing right there as they explained to Natty, no, we're just going to literally get alcohol poisoning and pass out, and one of us may even die in Cabo because all we're going to do is just consume as much alcohol as we can pour into our bodies. And if one of us passes out, the others will put a funnel in our mouth and keep pouring it in. Eva Marie didn't say, oh, well, I think I need to stay home. She could have said, well, I think I'm going to be with my husband this week, or WWE needs me to train and get better at my craft, anything. But she's like, no, I'll go. I'll just hope that you change your mind on the drinking, despite making it extremely clear in no uncertain terms what was going to go on. And then she gets there and she's like, oh, I'm so uncomfortable. And then she starts bawling her eyes out and running away. And when Arion starts trying to scare her, she kept saying, boo, boo, boo. Eva Marie crying her eyes out. But did she say, hey, I need to get away from the alcohol? I have a drinking problem. I can't be around this. It's starting to affect me. She's just like, no, I'm just tired. You wouldn't be bawling your eyes out if you were just tired like that.
True.
Made no sense.
It was really dumb.
It really was.
You know what? I didn't sleep a wink last night. It just happened. I have insomnia sometimes, and didn't sleep a wink. Am I crying right now?
Maybe a little.
Nope, not even a little. I almost cried thinking about the Nikki Bella's sadness, but nope, not a tear shed. And that shows you how full of shit that bitch is. So, oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. My language, Mrs. Sonny, I apologize.
No worries.
I try not to, but this show, it could have been one of the episodes that are fun and I laugh and I have a good time, but I didn't enjoy a second of this.
Yeah, I thought the whole thing was kind of faking myself. I didn't really enjoy it either.
Well, yeah, it was real. It was one of their more fake episodes. And beyond that, they just made everyone so unlikable. Oh, God. I hated it. Oh, I hated it. Oh, so did you like anyone, Mrs. Sangai, we haven't talked about? Anyone you want to reference?
Let me look here. Oh, I like the dolphin guy.
Yeah, he was all right, Bill.
Trying to set their minds at ease about the dolphins being, you know, well cared for and all that. So, yeah, I like the dolphin guy.
Yeah, he was a fun guy, but I necessarily was not sure I believed his stories of why they were sequestering the dolphins in this tiny little pool.
Well, I said he was trying to set their minds at ease. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that I bought him. It sounds like a real, like, Sea World thing to say. But overall, he was one of the better people, for sure. Same guy, for you.
Well, my number 3 was Arion. Now, Arion spotted this problem with Eva Marie and while she was trying to scare her, she was still trying to help. She like, well, do you want me to go back to the house with you and be with you? Because she was offering to leave the party and make sure everything was all right. She didn't know what was wrong, but clearly something was wrong other than being tired. She could see through it. But, you know, once Eva Marie, like, insisted that she by herself, Ariane went back to the party, and she didn't, you know, just go running up, Eva Marie's crying, and start laughing like the rest of them would have. And Ariane also had the insight and the foresight to know at this bachelorette party where they're all being flown to Cabo and put in a resort and having a bartender hired to do nothing but serve them drinks, they aren't going to sit around and play board games and make it into a seven-year-old slumber party. She could see right through that. She's like, I bet we're just going to sit there and drink, and someone's probably not going to survive this trip because of alcohol poisoning. She could see that. She wasn't like, oh, well, maybe I should bring my board games and my best flannel nightgown.
Brother, Mrs. Sign Guy, anyone else that you enjoyed?
I think we pretty much covered everybody for me, so.
Oh, yeah, there were not many. Sign Guy, anyone else?
Well, number two, I had Jon Uso. Now, I was left confused and not angry on his ice thing. I'm like, well, I thought he had more than that, but he probably thought in his head there's several uses for ice, and then when he went to list them, he's like, huh, guess there wasn't that many. But he kept the household harmonious because despite the fact that Trinity was never going to be in a WrestleMania title match because that particular year they threw every broad they had into the match to make up for the previous year. So realistically, she was never going to be in a one-on-one match for the title at all at any point. But she thought she was. She's like, oh, I was this close to getting the main event spot at WrestleMania for the Divas title in a 35-minute classic.
Now what?
He just went with it. He's just like, oh, yeah, well, maybe next year you'll get it. Yeah, don't worry about that.
But you weren't upset about his list of ice.
I was confused more than upset.
Mm. Anyone else you would be remiss not to mention?
Yes, my number one like this week was John, the Bella's dad, because when Nikki told her story and she was like, well, you know, I got married 10 years ago. It lasted 3 years. I never told you. Oops. Sorry. And John just looks at her and says, it happens. He was ready to move on. She's like, nah, been 7 years, not like we can go back in time and prevent it. It's already done. She's already divorced.
Yeah.
Marriage is long gone. Although, you know, she said divorce and she also said annulled, so I don't know which it was. There's a major difference. But regardless, he's like, it happens, you know. People probably get married and divorced in Vegas all the time, and it's probably not uncommon. And JJ's like, no, it doesn't just happen. But John's like, happens. It's over. 7 years ago. No sense getting mad now. And despite JJ's attempt to get everyone fired up, and he's like, let's everyone scream at the top of our lungs and throw stuff over this thing that has not been an issue in any of our lives, and it's now resolved. John was like, what kind of food do you have for this barbecue? Let's see what's going on with that.
And let's keep in mind the Bella's father. He picked his crippling drug addiction over staying with those people. So that makes him quite likable in my eyes as well.
Yes. And did you notice he was just sitting there all comfortable while Kathy Colas was just like sitting there in discomfort, like, I can't believe they invited this guy. And he was sitting there saying, I just came for the barbecue. Wanted to see what they have to eat.
Yes.
He's like the coolest version of Jonathan Coyle.
He kind of is. If Jonathan Coyle became hideously addicted to drugs that weren't steroids or human growth hormone.
Yeah. Now imagine a spinoff show featuring newly roommated John Colas and Arion's dad.
Oh, Derek Mack and John Colas?
No. Arion's dad.
Arion's dad. Oh, the pimp?
Yes, retired.
Can we get Derek Mack in there, too? The
yeah,
three of them. Like a three
I don't know
company.
If he would want to be roommates
oh,
with...
Oh, imagine it. A threes company.
So would this spin-off show be more like Bosom Buddies or The Odd Couple?
It'd be more like The Odd Couple because they wouldn't dress in drag.
I would say it would be more like Breaking Brad. Breaking Brad, that's the porn version, the gay porn version. It'd be more like Breaking Bad in that there would just be constant drug abuse from these horrible people. And then they would lose all their relationships with their families, just as we've seen happen with Arion's father and the Bella's father.
Did we ever confirm if Arion's father got his teeth right? Because remember, she was trying to, like, speed up the process. I don't care if it kills him. Just get his teeth in there.
Nope. So, let's wrap this up. We've done enough. Mrs. Sign Guy, anything you want to plug? Anything you got going on? Are you on? You're on break from school still, or what's up with?
Well, I have the rest of the week off.
Me too.
I'm back at work Monday.
Oh.
So yeah. and just Happy New Year, everybody.
Well, it's a delight to have you on. I'm sorry my language got out of hand. Don't blame me.
I've heard much worse, so it's okay.
Yeah,
I listen to the show every week. I think she's heard you say that a few times.
But it's different. It's like if my, like, say my great grandma. Nah, I'd cuss it. My great grandma. Don't worry about it. Hey, whatever. I tried, but then I watched the show, so don't blame me. Blame Bella's.
I blame the show, yes.
Yeah. I don't curse this much in real life, right? My wife, Beth? Beth, do I? She's saying I do. God damn it. But hey, here's the thing. I work in a school setting all day long, and I go hours, and I've gone years upon years, and I've never once... No, that's not true. This year I finally said a curse word. But I'm in a high school setting now, so it's different. But I've gone years upon years working day in and day out, never saying a curse word. So I can do it. But then I watch this goddamn Total Divas, and I can't help myself.
What would happen
I
if you,
I
like,
understand.
If you pop the episode of Total Divas into the television by accident at the school, what would happen?
I would get fired. They would absolutely fire me. They would say, you know, you work in special education, but this is the educational merit we look for in teaching these students. This is the worst thing that's ever been shown. You're out of here, bud.
Would you still drink, though? Would you just drink while they're talking to you like this and say, well, okay, brother, and just not go anywhere?
I mean, I have to drink when it's on. I can't help it, so I guess. I mean, maybe next week I'll tell you the story about when I finally cursed in front of students. It's a pretty involved story, so it'll take a minute, but maybe keep that one in mind, and then you can shut me off like our Muppets, the Muppets thing.
All right.
Hey, but Mrs. Sign Guy, it was a delight to have you. I'm
it
holding
was
my
a
hand
pleasure
up
being
in,
here.
I'm holding my hand up in the air like I'm waving to you, but you can't see it. But if
is that a John Cena reference?
You can't see me. I'm wearing a John Cena shirt, by the way.
There you go.
Yeah. But it was a delight to have you. Hopefully we'll have you back soon. I mean, once this new season starts, we can have you back on, because it's hard to get guests.
Okay.
So at some point we'll have you back. It's hard to get guests because most people don't have cable.
This is true.
It's hard to watch the show otherwise. So, yeah. But thank you again. Sign guy, any thanks you want to give to her? Or will you give them later?
Are you going to ask me what I have going on?
I'm going to, but we're trying to bid off our guest first, and then I'll talk to you.
Alright.
Tell her bye, at least.
Well, goodbye, at least.
So rude. Alright. Goodbye, at least. Sign guy, what have you got going on?
Well, Friday, we're kicking off NWA Blue Collar Wrestling Month on Sign Guy's Wrestling Show. One of your favorites, Paul Moonshine, to kick it off on Friday. And I believe he will be joined by a lot of the Pills for the Boys.
Oh, a lot of Pills?
A lot of Pills for the Boys, I believe, will come into play.
Oh, the gimmick's flowing.
He is just shortly removed from neck surgery.
Oh, man. He'll be everyone's favorite, not just mine.
That is confirmed now. Have you seen any of his promos that he's cut since neck surgery?
No.
I will have to send you one, because right after he woke up in recovery, he's like, give me a camera. I have a promo to cut. And
yeah,
cut it, he did, for 15 minutes.
Yes.
It was delightful. And then we're kicking that off. Hopefully no one will bring voodoo curses to NWA Blue Collar Month, like BS Month was cursed horribly.
Oof.
That didn't go so smoothly. But Sunday, we have, also from Blue Collar Wrestling, the owner, promoter, retired in-ring performer, Tex Thompson.
Can we perhaps announce our special guest we might have 2 weeks from tonight?
Well, I'm thinking next week we'll announce that one, because we don't want to confuse Shane Paisley and have him make a meme too early.
It's a big deal to me, man. It's going to be huge. Next week, do we have a guest?
I am working on that as we speak. Nothing confirmed yet.
I'll grab somebody.
All right.
I'll grab somebody. We'll find somebody. I'll get some. We wanted someone that's never seen the show before. I can find someone for that. So we'll make it happen. I'll get somebody. Just remind me.
All right. I think the person we're bringing on in 2 weeks may not have seen the show before either. I can't confirm it.
I can't either, honestly.
But he was willing to do this show.
I know. That's going to be a delight. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Tomorrow's New Year's Eve. I'm going to get up, watch the Ryzen Breakfast with Fedor show. I'm really excited to see Lady Tapa versus Gabriel Garcia and Aki Bono versus Bob Sapp. Really into those. I'll watch the Fedor match, but he's going to destroy that poor little boy. Sunday, the Razor Ramones have a return show that we haven't practiced once for at the Columbus Bar in Columbus, Indiana, with Living Creature, formerly known as Saberwolf. It'll be a thing. Then, January 29th, we're supposed to play in... Hold on. Let me think of it. Elkhart, a suburb of South Bend. I don't have a lot of details on it. I think it's happening. We'll see. And then we're going to be working on some recordings. I've said that about a trillion times, but it's going to happen someday. And I'm going to finish off these Miller Lights and watch NXT. So, sign guy. You and yours, you guys have the best New Year. Until next time. in the future all the way to the year 2016 on Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Later! Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. It's time. Bye.